Yes,
praise Jesus, much children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren. Wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Tell them,
He's
the Son of the Lord Jesus,
He
who came in the scroll, and you fulfill John 15:7, to abide in Christ, and His words abide in you, and ask all you need, it will be given you. And the Father will do it.
Then
your joy will be complete. The joy of salvation. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for that good decision to reserve this time for yourself. Yet you've come to fill up life and to reconcile with the Father again. Others have gone to reconcile with some things. Others have gone to reconcile with discourse. Others with prostitutes and things like those. You've come to reconcile more with your Creator, your Father, our Father in heaven.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. In this world, this is the greatest moment of foolishness. And they see that you are wasting your time. Bible says in the Corinthians that it was this preaching of foolishness to save those who hear it.
Yes,
he was pleased.
It's
taken as foolishness that you sit there, they preach to you. Now another says you waste your time, and they see that they are inventing much. Those who don't want to sit under the counsels of God's word, now they wonder what you're up to.
Now
others
first
say, why is this man lying his colleagues? They sit down there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He's on the book of the whites.
But
why don't they also make a book of the blacks? And what
ebigambo byacho biri mu black.
Its words are written in black.
What do you get it?
Have you ever
bagamba cha bazungu na ate ebigambo byacho biri mu black.
The whites, but its words are in black.
Mpozike imunga bisaziza ngabimyufu.
Maybe others are marked in red.
Na ebigambo biri mu black.
But the words are in black.
Omanya makuru gacho.
You know its meaning?
Kitegeze ntisa.
It means the all upon this book, the authority.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. It means the all. You research of the word black, what it means. The all.
Obuyinza.
The authority.
Amani.
The power.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
You have
been in your black color, you don't know
if you're
African in black. The Bible says these are the aggressive people from their creation to reaching now. The white one, the white fear
much.
They look at the color and it begins to strike them with awe. It's in the counsel of God.
And
those who hated your black color,
Africa,
be an African. Maybe you're not so black, but you hold that.
See,
even when you are an American and you are black, they see black
America,
and they fear them so much. Now they just came from the Democratic Party. These days they want to come to leadership.
Ati in Africa, ekyakuteesawo osome emisomo emingi.
In Africa, where they put you study many studies, the many
bakutya kuva dda.
They feared you from ancient days.
Obadde tononyereza nkukaleyo.
If you not recite of the black mother,
tuyinza okujjana olumune tugisomako.
We may come here and study it one day.
Mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
In the holy scriptures.
Ne mu byafaayo.
Even in the history.
Ne tujikuletera mu byafaayo ne mu byawandiikibwa.
Bring you in the history and in the scriptures.
N'olyoka omanya lwaki ne Bible.
And you know why most of the Bible covers are black? Why scriptures to move in the black color?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So.
But we thank him, the living God.
He
teaches us to profit always. We are going to go in the journey of heaven. But let me first give you the word of wisdom. All we study things of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. But this one we named it that name. For awakening our wisdom and mind.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You think, why, what caused the Lord Jesus to say that he came eating and he drank? And they say he's greedy. Yet John was not eating and was fasting. And they say it. That perhaps he has demons refusing him to eat.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is a word right there. It shows the living God tries to see that he brings us to him. And sometimes he looks at our situations and as if he comes fit in our situations. Yet when he comes in our situations, and then we fail to honor. I don't know you have understood. I say this. God tries to come fit in situations we are in, that he can redeem us. Yet we despise those situations. Wonder how God has come in such weakness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God tries to come in our situations to seek for us. Yet we fail to honor him because he's come in our situations. He comes when he speaks with us. He speaks. He moves with us. Yet we fail to honor him.
And
don't lay a spirit to the words he tells us. According to Matthew 11, 15 to down, he says this. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 15.
Alina matu agokuulira aulire. 16. Naye nafananya kye emirembe gino. Gifanana n'abaana abato abatuula mu butale abayita bannaabwe. 17. Nga bagamba nti twabafuuyira emirere so nammwe temwazina. Tuwaba kubile biwobe, sote mwaka haba.
Kakati vivu za tukolechi.
Now we ask, what should we do?
Agama ndi omulembe gwaba ntukuno.
He says the generation of these people.
Gulinganga abana abato, ababa fubuka, ababa lenzi.
The young children, or the youth.
Bweba imba.
When they sang, their colleagues never danced.
Bweba kungubaga.
When they mourned,
irebo nabwe teba kungubaga.
Still their colleagues didn't mourn with them.
Kakati, abantu bano roza bali bichi.
Now you think, what is, are these people up to?
Boba era gwe.
Or if it's you.
Ngwe muntu gwe bantu abo.
And you are those people.
Oli bichi ebyo.
What are you then?
Yes, we have
zibu. Praise Jesus so much.
Awali emirembe nechisa.
Where there is peace and grace,
olemererwa.
You fail.
Awali obukambwe n'okutulugunyizibwa.
Where there is harshness and being tormented,
okaba nti mukama tetulabye kisa.
You cry that God we've not seen grace.
Kati ye Katonda akoleje.
Now what should God do?
Akube,
he beats, when he beats you cry.
So you are mukama sija bidamu kangole
biyo yagara. Lord, I'll not do it again. Let me do what you want. When he comes with grace,
atona na yewa yere inechisa chini.
God, you're too merciful.
Kakadenga
how he wonders.
Mbakorechi.
What should I do for you?
Unumurembe guakura gutia.
This generation, how they grow up.
Wajimaindo inechisibu.
You know we have a problem.
Yes, we have a zibu.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda bwayogera nafe mukisa.
When God speaks mercifully with us, even in peace,
tuhulire kizibu.
We feel a problem.
Tusobola kunyweza. Tulabanga yandi oba tukubye.
Hold, maybe perhaps God would have beat us.
But
I think God just beat us. Then we do what you want. Now,
when it beats us,
that Lord, have mercy on us.
I say,
this generation,
I
don't know the rightful thing they want. What is your of that situation? God's left you of freedom. Taught you the prophet. Everything is revealed to you.
What is wrong with God?
Has he loved on us to reveal us the things?
He's
revealed much to us.
Now,
when he didn't reveal you, to say
God, will
you retain your revelations?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
I think you see the
situation of this generation. But I request you one thing. In this word of wisdom, you run from this generation.
But
this generation is like that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so
much.
This generation,
they
don't know the rightful thing they need. For they have so tried to sound the trumpet and they sang. Their colleagues are just looking at them. Here they speak of preachers. Try to bring everything possible. To bring
peace,
that there will be joy.
Yet
our colleagues are frowning their faces. We look to you where the blessing can come from. But you refuse that way. Now we ask, what can we do? Now when we mourn, or when we show the need,
and
say now they are begging too much. Let's repeat these verses. It's a word of wisdom. God tries to come in the situation the way we are to seek for us where we are. Yet we fail to honor him. And we don't lay our hearts to the words he tells us. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 15.
Alina matu agoku ulira aulire. Kumina mukaga. Naye nafananya kye mirembe gino. Gifanana n'abaana abato abatu ulamu butali abayita bannaabwe. Kumina musanvu. Nga bagamba nti twabafuyira emirere so nammwe temwazina. Twabakubira ebiwoobe so temwakaaba.
Now we say it now. This generation is hard. They sound the fruits with sin. And people refuse to rejoice. And they refuse to dance. And they begin to mourn. Them to refuse. Now imagine. You brought things of joy. Your colleagues have refused to get joyful. Maybe they want us to weep and mourn.
Let me
weep, see the response. You weep and they look at you still.
Are
these not bewitched?
Are
these not the people bewitched?
Speaks
and say, you foolish Galatians who bewitched you.
You
wonder what should be done. When they made you pray so much, you say prayers are too much. You say nothing.
When you wisdom,
how you get the things.
Wisdom
is too much. Why don't we
wisdom
and they bring words hanging there?
Yet,
when we bring them, you look like that.
Now
you are an amazing generation.
But
if you shift from that generation, if you come with the new generation,
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory. What surprises most? People are seated here. We first places in religions, even in the world, even in the false salvation. And we were tormented there. God brought us in now. Now think you don't want to be tormented. Let me bring you in the peaceful life. And you sat, began to rest. And the peace here. And you
begin
to touch the beard of God, pull it.
Tells you,
give that offering. And he said they stole it
out there, even here, you ask it. And
he
said, here, bring it up, given a job.
And
I've not told you so this thing. I faced it out. Out there, you offered all boys.
Here,
you child. Okay, come, I pray for you. At four.
Ah, no,
you reach in the evening.
Come
with the offering. The first one will be the first to be prayed for. The offering, you run quick to be first on the line. Sometimes God wonders.
If
they did it and he didn't get anything.
Said,
let me teach them to profit now. They do things this and this.
And
they work and move like this. Bring the tithe in my house, and this is my house. I want to show you how the profits. And God gives him a good heart. And he
says, "Till
that is of the old covenant, testament." We are there. God is surprised of us. You are an amazing generation. I don't know whether
they
came in the generation or you're still in the generation troubling God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What do you think of that word? Speak with your brethren and sister. And you ask them, which generation are you? Ask them which generation are you? Are you a generation troubling God? And they don't know what they want? Oh, you are a new generation is created for us. That he promised in Psalms 78. Let's move on to the next. We want to finish the word of wisdom.
Matayo esule ye 10 nemu n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Matthew 11 verses 18.
Kubanga Yokana yajjanga alya songa yajjanga talya songa tanywa ne boogera nti aliko daimoni.
Kakati. Uliriza kino.
Listen to this.
Yokana yajjanga musajja wa kusiba
nyo. John the Baptist came and he was a man who fasted much.
Ngalina free will fasting
yetako. Was involved in free will fastings and ending.
Oruwe bibi abana ba
Israel. Because of the sins of the children of Israel.
Yanga abone disimeme.
He was contrite in his soul.
Nali atanywa.
He doesn't eat nor drink.
Na wagambo yotainza kubera
wo yekanga. And he said he cannot be alone. He doesn't eat.
Ngatanywa.
He doesn't drink.
Alikwe mizimu.
He holds demons on him. You were in those seasons.
They are
not drinking, eating.
And
he said, what demons have done to us. God changed, came in this style. Let's read and we hear.
Matthew 11 verse 19. Omwana w'omuntu yajja ng'alya ng'anywa ne boogera nti laba omuluvu oyo.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati, nagamba kali.
He said now.
Mungeri yayo kana nazibu
entinga. John came in the way of not eating and drinking.
Sidi asinywa moyo mtu kufajuzao.
I don't drink, eat, but the Holy Spirit fills in.
Nebagamba andike mzimu.
They say he has demons.
Kanzi ngende ngandia.
Let me go when I eat.
Nganywa.
And I drink.
Ndabeche banaga.
I see what they will say.
Ngalabu omululu
oyo. Look at this greedy glutton.
Kakati.
Now this era, God has come to you. He appears the way you are. He comes to speak with him. You speak with him. You reason with him.
He
gives you freedom of speech.
He
gives you freedom of asking the same. Eras before you never asked. He gives you freedom. Ask, speak with him concerning his works. His children ask him. You inquire and command him.
I'm
going to command
you.
Forget is the way he told you. Command me. There's a grace involved.
There
I can ask as they want. I don't know
what
to ask him. Do they ask God? You complain before
that you did,
and you fail to understand.
That the way Chisabuza,
put grace ask.
Now
you wonder, God, why should you want us to ask you?
And you
understand that inside us we have questions.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. See this evil generation.
Have
to run it to enter the new generation. Change your life of faith.
Shift from this
generation of the world like that.
Museveni,
when he was peaceful before,
he
said he's too peaceful.
Why
they put him in cartoon heaven.
Museveni
has changed now.
He's
a harsh man.
Chases
and he brings in others.
Before
he was giving all people in the government, why is he not giving his own people? When he began to give his own, they say this man is segregates. I don't know in that way. You left your life in that generation. God is trying to come fit in your situation. But the problem which is
been
is one. You ask, why is he come clothing flesh? When we see him, we see nothing desirable on him.
Isaiah
53. When we look at him, we don't see anything desirable on him.
He
would have come in a honorable way. When he came in
honor,
we say God is hiding himself.
He
doesn't appear, he's in heavens.
When
God's flesh came, God clothes flesh. Can God be like people
and
eats, go to toilet?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. You see this
age.
But I request you run from this generation
and
enter the new generation, that you can understand how God has come to you and you connect with him.
He
tries to change the situation and come in the situation you can bear. The situation which is peaceful. You see, let me tell you.
There's
a point God says, maybe I put you on the pulpit and go
ahead
and shine. They will run for I did Moses like that. They ran.
Yeah,
when I tell you not shine in the forehead,
others
don't honor my words.
Now,
what should I do for these people?
Moses kept
shining the forehead, they ran from him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
One
day Jesus took disciples on the mountain.
In the Matthew
27, showed them how we can appear.
He
was able to
walk
in Israel and
he's
shining like that.
They
all fell down. Now when he moved, no more Jesus. Another
run. Take away.
Anything, can it come from Nazareth to understand? You think these people hold worms in their heads?
They
have the virus Satan in them. Make them not know what they want. But I think
you
turn against Satan to leave you. That you can be as God wants you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. What do you think is moving on? Have you seen why you've been troubled? It is a but. Why don't I want peace? I feel as if I want it. I feel as if God has handled me well. Yet I feel maybe what? Maybe let him get harsh my way. Then I go commit sins. Then I know he's present. I think you see what's in this generation. It's a word of wisdom. How have you tried to come in this generation?
You
brought us new generation that we may profit always. That it teaches us to profit. What threatening we've remained in the situation of the old generation. The generation speaks of that amazing generation not knowing what they want. God tries to come in their life as they are themselves. Yet they refuse to humble. God comes laughing, chatting with them. He sits wherever you are in any place. Whether you are so foolish, he comes to your home. And is like you.
And you chat with
things of lower standard.
And
see, I've had masters
but they've
not realized me.
No,
our Lord Jesus, Luke 24,
he
appeared to two men on the road to Emmaus.
God
made them speak their funny stories. We thought Jesus
would
redeem Israel. He said, what happened? Are you the one in Israel?
They
don't know what happened on Jesus the Nazarite. They beat him.
And
let me tell you
man,
you know, the thought is to resurrect the other.
He
thought is to redeem Israel.
But
disappointed us, we are going back to our village. Yet they were in a situation like them.
But
he speak them from the level they understand, upwards. He raised wisdom.
He
began to feel their hearts be heated up.
He
changed the thoughts. And they told him, you have remained with us.
But they had not
realized this Jesus, but they say, at least be with us. You do that, apostle, keep being there, but you've not understood what we speak. Now maybe you first break bread that you open the eyes, that the one you are with is of value. What is moving on?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
No, still,
Jesus came laughing, chatting.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Those
who were with, they spoke their stories. They
wish
to tell him, are you the one with us? Don't know what happened? You don't know what happened in Jerusalem.
See what happens in this
generation. In a few minutes, you can leave them here.
And
when the shift from the generation is spoken, come in the new generation. These are men who forgot totally what Jesus had spoken of. And when he raised up,
they spoke,
wondering the only man in Israel, and doesn't realize what's happened there. They reached, move a long journey with him, and didn't realize who they were with.
It's not written.
How comes this the third day is not raised? They are with him. They would have first said, this man speaks many scriptures.
No,
even our heart is eating. Who is this we speak with? These are men who never think as we heard. This man, who is he really?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Who is this man?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
This
man who explained scriptures. Where did he get that head?
How
possible is that? You know, you see many things here. You look images. Even you don't try to
comprehend.
For if you
perceive,
what form of head does
if
perhaps God is here. Perhaps he's explaining we don't understand.
Yes,
we
have
a praise Jesus.
This
is an amazing generation. Let's finish here.
Matthew 11, verses 19. Omwana w'omuntu yajja ng'alya ng'anywa, ne boogera nti laba omuluvu oyo, era omutamiivu, mukwano gw'abawooza era ogw'abalina ebibi. Era amagezi gaweebwa obutuukirivu olw'ebikolwa byago.
Nkiwulira amagezi kye gakola.
You see what wisdom does?
Kubanga ye yagamba kati kangeene nga ndya nga nnyo.
Said, let me go eat as I drink.
Ne bagamba wa mululu.
They say he's a greedy man. He's a drunkard.
Alya n'aboononyi.
With the evil people.
Nagana ya amagezi.
Say it by wisdom.
Ebyo bye gakola.
That's what it does.
Gatwekweka.
It's hidden from us. And check, see whether we shall discover it.
Then
we shall see its good things.
No,
we see we've stuck here 2 years. There are many things God has sampled us, he can do them quick. Instant healings. To be renewed instant. To fight wars. To give us jobs. Those they point tomorrow, go get a job. And they get it. Others don't have.
Yet,
ask, why did he speak with the other? Go get a job. Who spoke with them? Me who cannot speak with me. Who prayed another, get millions of money. And they got it. Yet you don't have a coin. What is there? He can test us in all ways. Yet we have not seen him. Because we are stuck in the old generation. He pulls us.
He drags
us from the other generations to the new generation.
Give
us the full knowledge and his glory to manifest. But we remain in the other situations.
He
said the problem which is to be, God may have mercy those coming behind us more than we. Oh.
He
may say, if I call the generation of watch which was before,
and
I call this of this age for their very heart. Let's finish here. Matthew 11 verse 20.
Nasokerawo okubulirira ebibuga mwe yakolera ebyamaanyi bye ebingi.
Omanyo okubulirira.
You know his preachings.
Mukama Yesu yatuka okubulirira.
Jesus preached to preach and say it.
Kambulirira abantu wano kubanga kirebika byenkola tebabitegeera.
Maybe what I do they don't understand.
Era tebamanyani yazimba sikati.
Don't know who came in the midst.
Nakyusize enkola zonna nezijja mu mubiri.
I changed all ways came in flesh.
Era seba abantu bano tebandegeera.
Still these people are not realizing
me.
Try do works in their midst.
Okubakuuma okubalwanira.
To protect, fight for them.
Kubawa emirembe.
To give them peace.
Era tebandaba.
Yet still they don't see me.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekiriwo kiriwo ekiri.
What is this?
Yalina kutubuulirira.
He was meant to tell, speak to us.
Kubanga ni bwatu.
Though he tries on us, he sees we have no way to raise up. Our hearts have stuck in the old generation. He sees the situation of where we came from. We insist with them. And he
says,
let me speak with them.
Matthew 11 verse 20. Nasokerawo okubulirira ebibuga mwe yakolera ebyamaanyi bye ebingi kubanga tebyenenya.
He said now.
Now
why have I done my works in these people? Why am I trying?
And
I reveal them great things. I show them armies of angels working.
Yet
never repent and leave their evil works. And listen now, these people. Now let me speak with them. This word wants to take over time. Let's go
in
the journey of heaven. Let's finish the word. Praise Jesus.
But
what do you think of this word? Praise Jesus. God has taken much of his time on us. And he wonders if we cannot change, if we cannot forget the past generation, or to shift from the generation like that, that we may enter the generation he wants. God is ready to come fit in the situation of humility and in the situation of peace. And in the situation of only goodness, it's possible. And we are in goodness all our days. For he speaks and he says, your goodness will be with me forever.
Grace
and your goodness, they will be with me forever.
Chishobuka.
It's possible. You know what can cause a problem? And we begin to struggle and to fight with demons and want to make business and they don't succeed, not to realize how it's come to us, and we don't believe and confess and we do as he wants. Let's finish
Matayo esura ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwabirimu olumu.
Matthew 11 verse 21.
Ziri kusanga gwe Kolazini. Ziri kusanga gwe Besusaida. Kubanga ebyamanyi ebyakolerwa mumwe, singa byakolerwa mutulo ne Sidoni, singa byenenyadda. Singa bali mubibukutu ne muvu.
You hear very well. These cities Christ passed much in them. He gave them ample time. He preached that the word in the fullness. He worked miracles and wonders there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Say,
if I had done these works in Sidon, in that city, people who got destroyed there would have repented. This is what caused him to go to hell. And he said, people given opportunity on the world have not repented. Let me go pick for those of the old generation. They will repent. He went to hell.
And
he preached to them, most of them came out. Yet, those on the world with more chances and they are not ready to use them. The truth is this, my brothers,
we've
been great chance to spearhead this work. Yet the problem we found ourselves, we've not seen the value in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Most of us have not seen the value, and we don't know why. God has claimed to tell us that we work with him, yet he can work alone. Why do you think God is insisting on us? Why is this that we work with him?
For
when he created heaven and earth, we are not there. Who worked with him? You think he cannot?
Yet,
once you be given an honor, is that you are a worker with him. You know what it means? Be a worker with God. When we were in the journey of heaven, God didn't tell me, I've sent you go work for me. Oh, I'm going to use you. He told me, will you help me? I will never forget that word. I will help you. Can I help? Me, I help you, God.
That
meant we are going to work with you.
He
brought scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3:9.
2 Corinthians 6:1.
He told me, now see,
given
you this grace in vain that you trample it,
but
count it, it's a valuable thing to work with me,
for I've
never accepted people to work with me in the eras of the Old Testament. Even Moses, I beat him and I ended him on the way,
going
to speak that me and God are to get water for you from the rock.
But
this generation of love, much, I want to work with you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Now it's so surprising. This time God wants to work with us. Right from the New Testament, when it began, that grace was there.
But finished
when people refused to work with God, and people wanted God to use them just.
That
he finds you there,
he
takes your understanding from you,
and
you sign on the check to give it out. That which can pay his
fees.
If he tells you, let's work here. That you don't want.
God
never used people in that way. That
you first
have your understanding, then you give out the land title of your land. That's what's called to use someone. They're using someone, said and
does that.
But God,
He can
stir up your heart beyond the level you think of it.
No, koranga shigo e kubiri
zat. And you do when it's not you who stir yourself up.
Adeka tinga ya korachi.
And it's the one stirring you up.
This
is what he used in the Old Testament. Tell us how people.
No, koranga oyagara kuchikola.
Be the one who do it.
Eka tikuruno yaga njaga tukore.
This time he said, I want us to work. I want us to work with you. Will you help me?
When explained,
I told him I will help you, for I've realized the part I'm to do. I've realized.
He
told me in Romans 8:26-down, that you bear our weakness.
Me,
I will do what I can. That I cannot do is what I will leave for you, for it's the most big one. And unto you nothing is impossible with you. Praise Jesus so much. What is his brethren? God wants us to work with you. And he's carrying you to, you carry on the side. Now that is the
situation.
We seem want to failing on it. Most of us wants to be just used.
Something
which is not in the kingdom of God. Or even the Old Testament. He didn't use it.
He
used to just stir up the hearts. Now we want you with your understanding.
Free will.
You have your free will. You are happy. And you work, you'll be testimonies. And you know, say, oh, what the heart is staring me. And the voice is insisting on me. Those things God doesn't want them.
Once
show us how the kingdom works in peace.
Then
say, how good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. Leave this gospel in the peace where it is. Don't force it to begin to stir you. Shift from the old generation.
You
know, God regrets this generation.
That's why say,
do you know what? You're going to help me, we create a new generation.
See,
this generation is impossible, but I want a new one. People who know me, those who will speak of my works in knowledge,
this
generation not like their forefathers. Friends, we don't need to be like our forefathers. You know the ways of a fellow born again. You know the situation they pass through. I think you remember that.
Beware,
the papyrus,
Buavu,
poverty,
kulemererwa,
failure,
mizimu kukuba,
demons beating them. Just that way, salvation was hard. In that generation, they are still there. Because we entered a new generation, we never understood.
When
we began everything looking good,
wow, ministry,
a ministry to start like this,
would
they tell you it's possible?
Before?
Even in America, those who began ministries, they began in corridors of streets. Look where you are beginning from. Last time we were with Pastor Gilton at certain place at Namuongo. He met people starting the ministry. That's where we had gone. And the building alone, it is at this height. And it's slanting like this. You sit on the nose of the seat like that, that it doesn't fall off. When the noise was there, Pastor Gilton, I don't know, you explained them. You have a microphone there.
See,
this is something very new. This is the new generation. What was in that place? Praise the Lord Jesus. I've been honored that I am in full knowledge. For this wisdom, which helps us move in order of God in the spiritual, even in the flesh. When we are building this synagogue, it was big indeed in our thoughts, according to the number we had then. Even the usual ministries, how born agains have been starting.
But
let me first pose that aside. I go on the other issue. We reached at that ministry at Namuongo. When you enter the synagogue, you are sloping. You slop. You slop down as you enter the synagogue. And when you raise the hand like that, you touch the roof and the iron sheets. You sit on the nose of the seat. Place cannot accept you kneel, lean. You have to be careful of the one behind you. We found them praying for the pastor there.
Where
they prayed for the pastor, and when you hear the form of prayer,
they
shoot childlike prayers. The pastor, the men who are going to drive powerful cars in Uganda,
you're
going to be among those. Yet iron sheets will begin with the synagogue. You may wonder, he picked them from the scrap. Yet you hear the yearning of the pastor, the one praying for his colleague.
You want
drive an expensive car in the situation he was in. We reached the place. Apostle moves on the pulpit. He's going to minister. Every person moves in the synagogue. They pass wherever they want. Others on the podium. Children are shouting. Time of food arrives.
Apostle
pulpit preaching. Plates are moving in the synagogue. Others are eating. Others are saying, someone cannot force me to eat what I don't want. The word is moving. I can't just eat. And there is no order. They brought me a plate of food. I fail to eat. For it's not their home that the servant of God is teaching and I'm eating. It doesn't show order. I gave the food to another. But as we finished,
nga pastor,
and the pastor who hosted the pastor, he's not sat a minute in the synagogue. He's moving, coming in,
and
asking those outside. And what is the confusion and chaos? I thanked God for the full knowledge, our beginning, and the way we are in. We began to study the book of Numbers, the book
of Uganda.
Israel in Uganda. We have a order we add on. I have an order I'm yearning for in full knowledge. Yet I thank God for the one we are in now. For I saw our brethren. If I was alone, and it took me minister there, I request tell them to come back. I will not be able to.
But
when we were in Busoga, the teacher said, I'm going to minister. And the Holy Spirit told me to minister. Even if people are many and they have not minded, but there are only two, I will preach to those. The truth with those who are there,
that
those who put attention like two, they were like three. And after we finished, they came to Apostle and they asked for his phone number.
But
what was there, it was serious hour. May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. That happened there. Know how salvation has been beginning.
Up
now, the many years they have spent, never got in the rightful order. Things are hanging there. But God has called us the new generation with ways which never appear like those you've known before. Have belief to change your mind, get in the wisdom of the word of God. You will see the goodness of this generation, the new generation. God chases us from the old generation, and he shows us what hard things are out there. People there and they don't know what they want. People there and are amazing and we do multiple things.
They
despise and they trample.
They
bring things of harshness and they cry tears. Now they are amazing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's finish in Matthew.
Matthew 11, verse
22.
Naye mbagamba nti ku lunaku olw'omusango Tulo ne Sidoni bali bano okubonyaabonyezebwa okugumiikirizika okusinga mmwe.
Owulidde ekizibu
ekiriwo
Tulo oyo ne Sidoni oyo
Tyre and Sidon.
Mirembe egyaliwo
mbeera
abasinga baagwa mu ggeyeena.
Most of them fell in hell.
So baafunako okubonyezebwa okw'akaseera
akatono.
And
God went to get them from there. They were in hell for some time. These we shall understand them more in the day of judgment.
It,
most of us wonder, we have preached much the gospel and we didn't get totally saved.
They
either to do what God wants.
Yet,
the others who didn't get it much, they had the gospel of 3 days, 2.5 days.
For the last,
it was the third day was meant to come out of the pits. They were preached to the gospel 2.5 days.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. 2.5 days and nights. And they hear the gospel. And the healing of this was, it was cut short. Their torments there. They would have been in hell up to today, but God gave them grace.
He
got surprised of generations of here.
Said,
let me go pick those of olden generations.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus.
So I want to remind you,
people of this generation, brethren, we need to get from them. You become a new creation, brethren. What
he
speaks of the new generation to become a new creation, and the old is gone. You know the language turned to you. That's why you fail to understand. When we hear new generation, most of us speak, he speaks of words. He gathers all who become a new generation.
It
makes them a new generation.
That's
the word which joins us in the entire world.
First,
they think new generation. What exactly is this is trying to tell us?
Speaks
of all those in the entire world who have become a new creation.
And he
gets out in them a new generation. Now people think new generation. What does this word mean and where is it heading to? To become a new creation and you're filled with knowledge and you know the glory of God. Not to remain the way you were, but to become a new creation. Then you will be counted among those of a new generation.
That's me.
Matthew 11:23. Generation. If the gospel which was preached, preached up to today,
or
those who hear truth,
or
those who preach truth, if they went preached to Sodom and Gomorrah, those cities would have lived to now. People in it would have lived. That's why you hold on view of Sodom and Gomorrah.
And
you hope they are in hell. You will reach there and they are not there. These men who came to sodomize Lot,
where
are they in hell?
Where
and they tell you the God saved Jesus, took them out. And you will be very surprised. The Lord Jesus,
he was
made to go to hell. That generation was ready to hear the gospel, but preachers were not there. They were ready to get the full knowledge. But the one preaching, imagine Lot was in that city. Its gospel is of action. Nothing like teaching like today. If you had to refuse to sodomize,
that one has
eaten them, is going
to that.
Not preaching that, don't be sodomist.
It's
no preaching was there. And you made two acts of righteousness and people just copy them. Something which was very hard
to copy
actions have not been preached about.
Caused
him go have mercy on olden generations, more than the generation since the coming of Christ. Very hard, amazing generations. But we need to change, brethren. God tries to come in a situation the way we are.
He
humbles even to all our levels to seek for us, to preach and inquire of us. Yet when he gets us, and he
said,
why did he seek us when he's humbled? You would have come
against
as we see him,
it's
terrible we see on him. Let's finish here.
Matayo esule ye kuminemu noru nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Matthew 11 verse 24.
Na ye mba gamba anti kurunako olomu sango ensi ye Sodomu eriba n'okubonya abonyezebwa kugumikirizika okusinga gwe.
Hakati lwa choro uza yogira kukubonya abonyezebwa kunako olomu sango.
Why do you think he speaks of the day of judgment?
Eriba n'okubonya abonyezebwa kutononyo.
They will have little torments.
Omanyura bakati okuvalo yabanunura
kuve mabo. You know, ever since redeemed them from hell.
Kuna kulwa musango ngabole sabe bakola.
On the day of judgment displaying what they did.
Bajja kulira obulumi lwachi babikola.
They will feel pain why they did it.
Ninka tono nnyo.
Yet if little.
Bagame na imukama we balutusa.
Thank God for having mercy.
Bagati gwe nawo obera onga walemererwa yabulirwa enjili ya nyinyi.
And you failed when they preached you much gospel.
Atina ndala kati gwaletedwa mulembe gwo kumanya.
And more you in the new generation of knowledge.
And
you reach in there and you play and joke.
And you
preach the gospel, you pick out what you take. This is not food you cooked, friends.
This
is food Redeemer cooking it.
The
food of the word of God.
There's
no way you can say, I will not eat out this and I will take this. That is to familiarize the one who was cooked. Look at this.
He's
cooked for you the word.
And you
pick, I will take this, I will leave this.
Friend,
go separate your matoke and that castle of yours. And you choose out what you want to take and eat. But if it's the word of God, the one who cooked, you have to eat it all. You have to believe all, the whole of it. Let's finish here.
Matayo esule ye 11:15 n'olu nyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Matthew 11:25.
Mu biro ebyo Yesu yaddamu n'agamba nti, nkwebaza Kitange Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi, kubanga wakisa ebigambo bino ab'amagezi n'abakabakaba n'obibikulira abaana abato.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga bwato Kitaffe bwe yasiima.
For thus the Father was pleased.
Yakisa ebigambo byonna bitugenda maaso n'okuwulira mu kifo kino.
What we move on to hear in this place.
N'abikisa abamagezi n'abamalala.
Eat them from the wise and the proud.
Kubaka nkubulire Katonda abakubikwasa wa malala.
Let me tell you, if God gave this words to a proud person.
Gezaako omu wa malala gw'omanyi.
Try one of the proud person you know of.
Mwabo abayitibwa abafaza.
Those they call the fathers.
Oba abasuba.
All the pastors.
Oba abanabbi.
All the prophets.
Nga babikwasaako omu ku bo.
And they gave these words to one of them.
Ebyamagero abitunda.
He sells the miracles.
Abakukwasa ku bigambo bino.
If we lay hold on these words.
Simanyo ba wandibiwulide nako.
I don't know where they would have access to hear them.
And
let me tell you, my brother.
Wagenda kuba wechisira.
There is going to be a time.
Ekyokulwanira ebigambo bino.
Fighting for these words.
Eki kisira ekimanyi kijja.
That time, no, it will come.
Nga kiri okulwana kutyanga si kwa bikonde.
The fighting is not for boxing each other.
Naye ani asookawo.
Who is first to?
Kubanga ekifo kitono nnyo.
The place is small.
Kituuza abantu emitwalo esatu.
Accommodates 30,000 people.
Naye nga abagenda okujja giri mitwalo kumi.
Those to come, there are 100,000 people.
Olowooza ki ekiyinza obaawo?
Think what can happen.
You don't
want to come.
Hey,
I don't know those seasons. Tell you what will happen in those seasons.
What will
happen in a little time from now. Those who try, those who lay their hearts, me too, I will lay hearts to those. That's the truth.
Don't be grieved.
And you say, Apostle, maybe he doesn't love me. Even if you be a new person and they show all their love to work with all their hearts, that will be the one to be my friend. That's the truth. Not that you've been with me for long. Don't begin to claim be on that. You don't be like that. Today I cry for you. That time I will not try to call and force people. For you'll be. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.